Welcome to episode 20 of Radio 5Y. This is our second eCamp episode. We had a little bit of rain this morning, but that didn't deter anybody. They still went out to classes and had a good time and learned a lot of new things. So here with some kids telling us what they did today on Tuesday. Okay, I'm sitting here. It's Tuesday. I'm sitting here with some guys, and they're going to tell me what they've been doing here at eCamp. Eric, so tell me, what did you take for a class today?
Well, I learned how to build a rocket and make it explode over there close to the vending machine. And I also went to the swamp, and there was a bunch of holes that I stepped in.
So what did you use to make your rockets go?
I used bottles, like big soda bottles. I used duct tape, like a paper comb thing, scissors, and that's it.
And what made your rocket propel?
Well, there's this thing you'd stick it where the cap is, and then someone would yank the rope once all the water filled up, and it exploded.
Excellent. So, hi, what did you take for a class?
Today I did shark dissecting.
How was the shark dissection?
Oh, it was good and smelly at the same time.
Was it gross?
No, it was gross, but it was fun.
What did you learn about a shark? The insides of a shark.
Oh, that it has four lungs like that. It's weird.
And what did you do in field group today?
Oh, today we went in the woods and we went to the salt marsh, and we saw a lot of animals and stuff.
Name one animal you saw.
A duck.
Very cool. Ben, what did you take for a class today?
Today I took fruit dissection. We learned about like different types of fruit. There's one called a berry. Surprisingly, the raspberry isn't actually a berry because berries have the fruit on the have the seeds on the inside, and raspberries have the seeds on the outside.
Very interesting. What did you do in field group?
In field group, we went to the marsh a little while, and then to the beach. And at the beach, we found the wing again, and we took it and put it in a plastic bag. And I think Big Sky has it somewhere.
Cool. Thomas, what did you do today?
Today I went to shark dissection. I saw it.
So what did you think of the shark dissection? Did you think it was gross? Did you like it?
Well, it was kind of cool and, like, gross at the same time.
Anything surprising about the inside of a shark?
That's heart's small and its brain is, like, no, its heart is, like, right next to that, like, right below the head.
What did you do in field group?
Today we went to the salt marsh, and, first we went to the woods and then the salt marsh.
What did you do in the salt marsh?
Well, we looked around, we tried to see if we could find any crabs, animals, anything that is moving or alive.
Did you find anything alive?
We found a big seagull, ducks, and two crabs.
Very cool. Thank you. Okay, Matt. So what did you do for a class today?
I did the shark dissection with Foreman.
What did you think about the shark? Did you like it? Was it gross? Cool?
It was gross and cool at the same time. But, yeah, I liked it.
Was there anything surprising or interesting about the inside of the shark that we should know about?
The heart was really, really close to its head. It looked like it was, like, in its neck if it were human.
Interesting. What did you do in field group today?
We went out to the marsh, and we played camouflage.
How do you play camouflage?
Well, you have to... there's someone that counts to 10 with their eyes closed, then everybody has to, like, go spread out and, like, try to hide. So when the person that tries to find them looks around, they can't see you, so you try not to be seen, like you're an animal that needs to camouflage.
What are we talking about?
Alex, what class did you take?
Well, I took the an improv class with just Glenn or Lum or whatever you want to call him.
And what did you do? What did you improv about?
Well, we just improv. He gave us, first we did some warm-ups, like we sort of just got the blood flowing, and then we did some vocal stuff. Then he gave us some games like freeze tag, the mirror game, where basically there's one person in front of us, and he or she has to mimic our exact actions.
What did you do in field group?
Well, in field group today, we also went to the marsh, and we saw, and we, I actually got my foot stuck into mud. Wasn't that enjoyable? And we found out that the marsh is under a lot of water, and it's sort of, like, floating. And the marsh acts as, like, a filter, a flood protector. It gives nutrients. It's a nursery. And a lot of birds stop there on migration, so it's very important for the ecosystem.
Very cool. Jack, how about you? What did you take for a class today?
Well, I took the class with Alex, with Jess Glenn, about the actin, and then, like, he said we'd do some warm-ups and vocal warm-ups and stuff like that. And then after that, we would act out some scenes, and we had a lot of fun.
How about you? What did you do in field group?
Like most people, we went off to the marsh, and then we, like, went over, like Alex did, like, how the marsh works and how it's important to the ecosystem.
Very cool. Colby, how about you? What did you take for class today?
I went with Jess Glenn, and he did, like, improv class. And so he really, like, taught us how ways to do improv and ways to really, like, work on it before, like, we start up. And, like, never just say no. Always say, like, yes and that's one of the rules, so you don't, like, just keep the play going.
How about field group? How about one interesting fact that you learned in field group?
I learned that I forget the name of the plant. I think it was the I forget. But they are taking over the place of the cattails, and that the cattails are, like, losing home, and they're kind of like alien invaders, and they're taking over the homeland of the cattails.
Very interesting. Ethan, what did you take for class today?
Well, today for class, I took Yes And, like Alex, Jack, and Colby, which was very interesting.
And what did you do in field group?
In field group, what we did was we went to the forest, and one thing that we learned there is there are some small plants with about 3 leaves on them. They're called wintergreen, and they have some red berries, and while both of them are edible, the red berry you can swallow, the leaf you cannot, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Thank you. Alec, what did you take for class?
I took the shark dissection class.
How about anything interesting you found out in the shark dissection class?
Well, it turns out that because it has such huge livers, it doesn't have to pause while swimming to equalize for the water pressure.
Interesting. How about anything interesting from field group?
Well, we went to the marshes, and we learned how basically everything gets moved around, so the next time you would come after high tide, just everything you thought was one place would just be over in another place because the high tide would reach over the marsh, and so there were a lot of puddles.
Cool. Thank you, Alex. Okay, I'm sitting here with Allie, and we just had dinner, and I'm going to ask Allie, what did you do today that was really fun and interesting?
Well, with Big Sky, we learned all about trees, the maple tree, and we went and we got to try some maple syrup that was from a tree, and it tasted really good.
Yeah, I got to try the maple syrup too, and it was really good. So what did you do to take the sap and to make it into maple syrup?
We didn't do it, but he told us how. You have to drill a hole in the maple tree, and you have to put in the spear, the cap, and then it just flows out because the straws have water, and they're going up, but when you poke a hole, they shoot right through into the bowl.
So what did you do during field group today?
We went to the marsh, and we learned all about the marsh, and we saw a lot of dead crabs and a dead bird, and we saw this strange bird, and we didn't know what it was, and then it flew away, and I learned and we also dissected a crab.
Oh, what was that like?
It was really gross. We put a knife through him and cut him open, and we saw the insides. They looked like they were like squishy, and they were probably the intestines and the stomach and stuff.
Excellent. Cool. Allison, so what did you do today for a class?
Today I did two classes, and first I did fruit dissection with Captain, and we dissected fruit to see how many seeds, and we learned about parts of a plant and photosynthesis. And also I took a doodling and music class with Foreman, and in that class we drew what we thought songs were about. So he put on music and we basically drew out the song. And we got to watch a video of a cave that we found a like 40,000 to 30,000 years ago. And it was very, very, very good compared to all the other, it was very, very good to all the other Native American pictures on cave walls, because all the other ones were like jagged and crude, but these were very good, and they like used different layers, and then we basically got to do the same thing, but with different pictures, and we got to shade in with a pencil and just do, basically draw out our feelings.
Thank you. Okay, Caroline, so what classes did you take today?
So this morning I took the hot air balloon class, and in the afternoon I took the one where the Doodle Tunes one.
So how did you make your hot air balloon?
So we made it out of tissue paper, and then we lit a tank of propane, and then like we squeezed the edges and the tops too, and we waited till it filled up, and then we let go, and it floated up into the sky.
Do you know why it floated?
I think it's because like the hot air was trapped inside, and the convection current, I think.
How did Jess fly?
It did pretty good, but Michael and Thomas's did the best. We don't know why. It just flew really high every single time.
So Ryan, what did you do for classes today?
For classes today, I did character with Jess Glenn, and all we learned about is how to make a character, what they should have, maybe their social feelings in them.
Did you create a character?
I did create a character.
What was your character like?
His name was Aiden. He was 12 years old. He didn't have a house, and he sort of didn't have much food and didn't have a favorite color because he never thought about it or anything. So he was just all sad all the time. And only a few things made him happy.
What kind of things made him happy?
Like maybe going out to a play or someone giving him food, because he really liked theater.
What was the other class you took?
The other class I took yesterday or today?
Either one.
Yesterday I took another class with Jess Glenn. Sorry. And it was on improv. This might have actually been today. And we learned that you need to be focused doing improv, and you should never say no to anything to keep it rolling.
How about field group? Have you done anything really interesting in field group?
Field group, we went to the salt marsh, which was pretty impressive, but I really did not like it.
Why didn't you like it?
I thought it was a little plain and like, hey, over here, there's that same stuff we saw, like right there and right there.
Caroline, what have you done in field group?
Well, today we first went to the marsh because yesterday we found this really cool wing that we think might be like a hawk or an eagle or something. And so we collected that, and then we spent the rest of the day at the beach, and we found a lot of cool things just, like, lying around.
What kinds of things?
Well, there are a bunch of really cool shells and, like, oyster shells and clam shells, and we found dead crab bodies, so that was cool. And there's also this foam, it's called Drift, and me and Emma were just standing collecting things in the ocean, and we didn't see it coming, and then the foam just, like splashed up on us, so.
Jacqueline, what kind of classes have you been taking?
I've been taking classes with Beluga on clams and shells.
What did you learn about clams and shells?
I learned where they get their food and what, like, they are.
Where do they get their food?
Well, clams, they get their food from, like, algae. And, well, shells, like, they're, like, the cover of it. So, like.
How about field group? Have you done anything interesting in field group?
In field group, we went to the marsh, and we actually found a crab, and so we dissected it and saw what was inside.
What's inside the crab?
It, like, we found the stomach and everything. It was...
Was it gross?
Yes.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Tune in again to another episode of Radio 5Y from here at eCamp. Good night.